Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Zevachim is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
We are now Be'ezus Hashem up to the Gemara and Daf Kofav, which is the beginning of Perek Hashlichet Va'amale. In our mission, we find the following machlokes between Tanakama and Rabbi Yisrael Glili. Tanakama says that Hashlichet Va'amale Ba'chotz Chayev Al-Hashchita V'chayev Al-Halah. Rabbi Yisrael Glili on the other end argues, and Rabbi Yisrael Glili says that the only time one is chayev on halah b'chutz is only in a case if he was shochat b'fnim v'hela b'chutz. But if he was shochat b'chutz v'hela b'chutz, then he is potter on the halah, since he was only male, a dover, which is possible. So again, according to the shita of Tanakhama, even if one was sheichet b'chutz, umale b'chutz, but still one is chayiv for the halah b'chutz. And just like sheichet b'fnim umale b'chutz is chayiv, so too sheichet b'chutz, umale b'chutz, one is chayiv for the halah. In the Gemara later on Daf Kuf Zayin and Aleph, we find that the Gemara refers to sheichet b'fnim umale b'chutz as muktare p'nim. Since he was sheichet b'fnim, the carbon was omid to have haktara bifnim, and for that reason, it is referred to as muktare pnim. On the other hand, sheichet b'chutz umala b'chutz is referred to as muktare chutz. As Rashi explains, since it was nishcha b'chutz, it is omid likater b'chutz v'loy bifnim. Now, here one has to understand, according to the shita of Tanakhama, do we say that the chiyuv of being makter b'chutz a muktari pnim and the chiyuv of being makter b'chutz a muktari chutz are the same chiyuv? Or do we say that there are two separate chiyuvim? There is a chiyuv to be makter b'chutz muktari pnim, and there is a chiyuv of being makter b'chutz a muktari chutz. Well, here one can bring a number of rayas that there are two separate chiyuvim. And there is one chiyuv for being makter b'chutz muktari pnim, and then there is a separate chiyuv for being makter b'chutz muktari chutz. In the Gemara later on Daf Kuf Zayin and Aleph, we find the Rabbi asks the following kasha: Maske for Rabbi, hadetnan shoyishim v'sheish krisos batera, tuasam v'sheiv havyon, deika hamale v'amale. And the Gemara ends off with a kasha. From this, Rabbi asks that the Mishnah in Krisos should count the Chiyuv Haktara of Muktari Pnim and the Chiyuv Haktara of Muktari Chutz as two separate Krisos. From there, one clearly sees that there are two separate Chiyuvim. There is one Chiyuv for being Makter B'chutz Muktari Pnim, and then there is another Chiyuv for being Makter B'chutz Muktari Chutz. And so too we find in the Gemara later on, Daf Kuf Ches Amid Beis, that the Gemara says, Amar Ula Kol Moedim V'Muktari Pnim Shechasru V'Helu B'Chot Shechayiv Lo Nechuku Ela B'Muktari B'Chot Shechasru V'Helu B'Chot Demar Savar Potter Umar Savar Chayiv. The Gemara goes on to bring in other Lashon of Ula, Ika Da'amri Amar Ula Kol Moedim V'Muktari Chot Shechasru V'Helu B'Chot Shechayiv Potter Vaynechuku ela b'muktari pnim shechasru v'helu b'chutz demar savar pater umar savar chayiv. From this we find in the Gemara, according to both Lashonos of Ula, we differentiate as far as chisarin between muktari pnim and muktari chutz. From there one clearly sees that there are two separate chiyuvim, and therefore one cannot compare the halachas of one to the halachas of the other. And so to Ocher is mefurish as well in the Gemara later on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph and Aleph, that the Gemara says, Hamoilek oif bifnim v'hela b'chutz, one is chayiv. On the other hand, if one was moilek umala b'chutz, then one is potter. That is as far as Mulik is concerned. On the other hand, as far as Shechita, we find that the halacha is the exact opposite. And if one was sheichet oif bifnim umala b'chutz, then one is potter. On the other hand, if he was sheichet in Oiv Pachot, and he was Mala that Oiv Pachot, then he is Chayiv. Now from this that one sees, that as far as Muktari Pnim, one is only Chayiv on an Oiv if he was Moilek Bifnim, and not if he was Sheichet Bifnim. On the other hand, as far as Muktari Chot, one is only Chayiv if one was Sheichet Pachot, and not if one was Moilek Pachot. From there one clearly sees that there are two separate Chiyuvim. And not only does one see from there that there are two separate chiyuvim, but one sees from there as well that the two chiyuvim have two different kedarim. As far as the chiyuv of Allah b'achotz of Muktari Pnim, the chiyuv for being Mala b'achotz of Muktari Pnim is for this, that he's being goymer the avoda b'achotz. As we find that the Gemara says later on in Avkuf Tes Vavim Abeis, that from the pasuk of Ashayala Ola Izabach we are now to Mahalah Shigmar Avodah of Kol Shehu Gemar Avodah, and the chiyuv is for this that he's been goymer the avodah b'achotz. And since the chiyuv is for this that he's been goymer the avodah b'achotz, for that reason one needs that a malika took place b'fnim. If one was sheichet an oif b'fnim u'mala b'achotz, then one does not have a Gemara Avodah, since we cannot consider the Allah b'achotz of an oif that was nishchat b'fnim as a Gemara Avodah, since one does not have a tchilas Avodah. This that we find, that as far as Muktari Chotz, one is chayev for being sheichet an oif b'achotz u'mala b'achotz, that is because the chiyuv of Allah of Muktari Chotz has nothing to do with the fact that he's been gemar Avodah b'achotz, but rather, it is because of the Maisa HaLaw. In other words, as far as Muktari Chutz is concerned, the Chiyuv is not for the fact that he's been Goymer Avodah B'Chutz, since as far as Muktari Chutz, we do not consider the Aktor B'Chutz as a Gemara Avodah. And therefore, the entire Chiyuv is just for this, that he's doing a Maisa HaLaw B'Chutz, and for that reason, one is chayev for being sheichet b'chotz u'mala b'chotz. Based on this, one can answer the following kasha that we find in Tosfos on Daf Kuf Zayin and Rebeis. In the Gemara on Daf Kuf Zayin, we find that the Gemara says that the reason why the Torah says that one is chayev for zrika b'chotz, even though one corn out that there is a chayev for being zirik b'chotz, from a tzad hashava between shechita and halah, is because the Torah is coming to Yomayit, one is only chayiv for being sheichet, zeirek u'mala b'chotz, and one is not chayiv for kmitza or kabolas domen b'chotz. Tosfos asks, Teima sugyuzu, dibeperg pasra, on the kuf tes vavim abeis, darshina na shayala, oila ma'ala, shigamar avidav kol, shehigamar avidav miute kaimetu makabel, that since they are not a Gemara Avodah, for that reason one is not chayiv for doing such things b'chotz. And therefore it is pshat in the Gemara and Daf Kuf Zayin that the Gemara needs another drasha to mechadish, the one is not chayiv for kmita or kabolas domen b'chotz. Based on the previous yisoid, one can answer the kasha as follows. That this that we find in the Gemara Daf Kuf Tes Vavim Abeis, that the Gemara darshens from the pasuk of Ashiyala Ola Izavach, that Mahala Shi Gemara Vaidav Kol Shihi Gemara Vaidom Yute Kremet Makabel, etc., is only as far as Muktari Pnim is concerned. As far as Muktari Pnim, one is only Chayev for a Gemara Vaida. And if one did not do a Gemara Vaida, one is not Chayev. And therefore, as far as Muktari Pnim, we learn out from the pasuk of Ashayala Oila Izavach Malar Shigmar Avodah Lemiute Kaimet Makabel, etc. On the other hand, as far as Muktari Chotz, that the Chiyah for Halah has nothing to do with the fact that Halah is a Gemar Avodah, for that reason we should say that so too one is Chayev for Kmitza Vekabola Bachotz. And one cannot say Ma Halah Shigamar Avodah, since the Chiyuv of Halah b'chotz of Muktari Chotz has nothing to do with the fact that Halah is a Gemara Avodah. And for that reason, one needs a drash of the Gemara and Daf Kuf Zayin to Mechadish. That Lahachi Kasa Rachmana Zrika, in order to Mechadish, one is only Chayev for Shechita Zrika and Halah, not for Kmitza v'Kabolas Dam b'chotz. Based on this, one can answer another kasha that we find in the Tzayin Kodshim. The Tzayin Kodshim asks, what is pshat in this? I think more in the Afkav Zayinim and Aleph needs a special drasha to mechadish when it's chayef for zrika b'chotz. If we find in the Gemara in the Afkav Tesvavim a base that the Gemara learns out from Mahalashi Gemara Avida, the one is chayef for any Gemara Avida b'chotz. And from there the Gemara learns out one is chayef for being makter k'teres amanasech mayim ayayim b'chotz. And so too we should say that Zrika, which is considered a Gemara Avida, one is chayef for Zrika b'chotz. Based on the previous Yisoid, one can answer the Tzayin Kodshim's kasha as follows. That this, that the Gemara in the Afkav Tesvavim a base learns out. The one is chayef for any Gemara Avida, even if one did not do a halah, is only as far as Muktari Pnim, that then the Chiyav halah is for this, that he was Goymer the Avida b'chotz. And therefore we learn out Ma halah shi Gemara Avida, Af kol shehi Gemara Avida. On the other hand, the Gemara in the Afkav Zayin is referring to Muktari Chotz, that he was Sheichet b'chotz. And in a case that he was Sheichet b'chotz, that then one no longer has a Gemara Avida, this one is Chayev for Zrika, cannot be learnt out from Allah, since the Chayev for Allah b'chotz of Muktari Chotz has nothing to do with the fact that he was Gemara Avida b'chotz, but rather it is because of the fact that he did a Maisa Allah b'chotz. And since the Chiyuv is for doing a Maisa Allah b'chotz, for that reason one needs a special drasha to mechadesh al tzotu when it's Chayiv for a Maisa Zrika b'chotz. That is how the Mefarshim answer the Kasha of the Tzayin Kodshim. Based on this, one can answer another Tamiya as well. In the Gemara in the Afkav Tesim and Aleph, we find that the Gemara needs a special drasha to mechadesh, that there is a Chiyuv chotz, if one was Mala b'chotz, a carbon which is pasul, that the psul has a din of him olola yered. For example, if one was mala b'chotz, a carbon which is pasul b'psulina or b'psultuma, that since these psulim have halacha of him olola yered, for that reason one is chayef for halah b'chotz. On the other hand, in the Gemara later on, of kof yedal and aleph, we find that the Gemara says that if not for the fact that one has a special pasuk, we would say that one is even chayev b'chotz on psulim that have halacha b'im olu yeredu. From there one sees that if not for a special drasha, we would say that one is even chayev b'chotz on psulim that have halacha b'im olu yeredu. If so, how are we to understand pshat in the Gemara daf kuf tesim and aleph, that the Gemara daf kuf tesim and aleph needs a special drasha to mechadesh, the one is chayev, if one was mala, a carbon which is possible with a psul, shem olu lo yerdu. Vochiritri poshet, the one is chayev, if one is mala, b'chotz, a carbon which is possible with a psul, shem olu lo yerdu. So to answer the seeming Tamiya, we find that the Mefarshim answer as follows based on the previous Yisoid, that the Gemara on Daf Kof Yudal and Aleph is referring to Muktari Chotz. As far as Muktari Chotz is concerned, that the Chiyuv of Muktari Chotz has nothing to do with the fact that he is doing a Gemara Veda. For that reason, Misfara would have said that so too one is Chayiv, even if one was mala b'chotz, a carbon which is possible with a psul, shem olu yerdu. Even as far as such a psul is concerned. But still one has a ma'isa halah. And since one has a ma'isa halah, for that reason one should be chayiv, if not for the fact that one has a special drasha. But that is only as far as muktari chotz is concerned. On the other hand, the Gemara in Daf Kuf Tes Amud Aleph is referring to muktari pnim. As far as muktari pnim, that the chiyuv of halah b'chotz is for a Gemara Veda. For that reason, I would have said that any psul is enough for us to say that the halah is no longer considered a Gemara Veda. How can we consider the halah a Gemara Veda if there is no din to imala? For that reason, the Gemara Daf Kuf Tes needs a special drasha to mechadesh as long as the psul has Allah chavim olu lo yerdu, that itself is enough for us to consider the Allah as a Gemara Veda. So again, as far as the chiyuv of Allah b'chotz, v'chayu one clearly sees that the geder ha-chiyuv of being mala b'chotz muktari pnim, and the geder achil v'bin mala b'alchot muktori chot are two completely separate chiyuvim, and the chiyuv for being mala b'alchot muktori pnim is for this, that he's being goymer avoyda b'alchot. On the other hand, the chiyuv of halah of muktori chot has nothing to do with the fact that he's being goymer avoyda, but rather it is for the ma'isa halah. In the Brisk Rav, we find that the Brisk Rav answers Tesis's kasha and Dafkov Zayin on a base with a different mahalach. And this, that Tesis asks a seeming stiras hasugis, as far as the makar. The one is not chayiv for kmitza or kabos damen bachotz. The Brisk Rav explains pshat as follows. That the Gemara Dafkov Tesvav on a base that says that we are now from Ashriyala Oilam Mahalar Shigmar Avaydav Kol Shehi Gemar Avaydah. The Gemara is referring to this, one should word out, the Chiyuv of Kmitza v'Kabbalas Damim Bachot from Halal L'Chudei. If we want to word out Kmitza v'Kabbalas Damim Bachot from Halal L'Chudei, then we will say that Mahalal Shigmar Avaydav Kol Shigmar Avaydah, and one is only Chayev for a Gemar Avaydah. On the other hand, the Gemara Daf Kuf Zayin of a base that wants to word out that there is a Chiyuv for Kmitza v'Kabbalas Damim Bachot from a tzara shove, from shchita v'hala. As far as shchita b'chutz is concerned, the chiyuv of shchita b'chutz has nothing to do with the fact that shchita b'chutz is an avoida, but rather the chiyuv is for this, that he's making a ma'isa shchita b'chutz. And therefore, as far as the tzara shove, from shchita v'hala, we will learn out the one does not need an avoda to be chayev b'chutz, but rather one can be chayev even if he did not do an avoda b'chutz, as long as he did a ma'isa which was supposed to be done b'fnim b'chutz. And for that reason, one should be chayev for kmitza v'kabolas damim as well, since there is no longer a t'nai of avoda in order to be chayev b'chutz. That is how the Brisk Rav answers Tesis's kasha on daf kov zayin amar beis. According to the previous Mahalach, with which we answer Tesis's Kasha and Dafkov Zayin Amar Beis, it comes out that the Gemara Dafkov Zayin Amar Beis is referring to Muktori Chotz. And as far as Muktori Chotz, one needs a special drasha to Mechadish, the one is Nachayev for Kmitza v'Kabolas Domen Bachotz. Since the Chiyuv Halah of Muktori Chotz has nothing to do with the fact that Halah is a Gemara Veda, for that reason, so too, we should say the one is chayev for kmitza v'kabolas damim b'chutz. On the other hand, according to the Mahalach of the Brisk Rav, this, that the Gemara Daf Kuf Zayin wants to learn out from shchita v'ala, that so too one is chayev for kmitza v'kabolas damim b'chutz, is based on shchita. From shchutei chutz, one sees that there is a chiyuv even for something which is not considered an aveda. And as long as one did a ma'isa which is supposed to be done b'fnim b'chutz, that itself is enough to be chayiv. And for that reason, one no longer has a t'nai of gemar avoda. And for that reason, so to one should be chayiv for kmitza v'kabolas damim b'chutz. In the Teiros Kehanim, in the Achrimais, in Parashas Avav, Perek Yod Ha'isyod, we find that the drasha of the Gemara Daf Kuf Tesvav in Rebeis is brought as follows. That mahala shigmar avoda yatzu elu she'einon mishom avoda. Now, okay, one has to understand what is pshat in this, that the Teiros Kehanim says yatzu elu she'einon mishom avoda. Ucher kmitza and kabbalas damim are considered an avoda. So, to explain pshat in the Teiros Kehanim, okay, one can say as follows: that as far as something being nase b'chutz, in order to be considered an avoda, one needs to have a Gemar Aveda, and only if it is a Gemar Aveda do we consider it as an Aveda. If it is not a Gemar Aveda, it is not considered as an Aveda. And for that reason, since in order to be Chayiv one needs an Aveda, one is only Chayiv on something which is a Gemar Aveda. And for that reason, the Teiros Kehanim goes on to say, Yotzu Eru She'einon Mishom Aveda. So again, from the Teiros Kehanim one sees that since in order to be chayiv, one needs to be considered an aveda, for that reason one needs a gemar aveda. Since it is a fact that it is a Gemara Aveda, that for that reason it is considered an Aveda. In the Rash and the Ravid in Teres Kainim, we find that the Rash and the Ravid ask the following Kasha. How can the Gemara say, Maha wa shi Gemara Aveda? Av kol shi Gemara Aveda, what happened to Shechita? And from this, one is chayev for shchutei chutz, one sees one does not need a Gemara Aveda in order to be chayev. The Rash and the Ravid answer in their first teretz that shchita is also considered a Gemara since it is meiti the behima midei ever min hachai. The Rash and the Ravid go on to say in their second teretz that even though shchita is not a Gemara, but still we cannot learn out from shchita to Kabbalah and Kmitza, since Shechita is Lav Avedahi, Shemuteres Bezarav Hilachi Chai Vatera Allah Bachotz, Avahanach Kulu Asurim Bezar Kamoya Allah. In other words, according to both of the Terutim of the Rishenim, we cannot learn out from Shechita to Kmitza Vikabalas Domim, either because Shechita is also a Gemar, or because we cannot learn out from Shechita since Shechita is not an Aveda. And we cannot learn out from this that the Torah is Mechayev for doing something which is not an Aveda Bachotz to doing something which is considered an Aveda. Now from the first teretz of the Rash and the Ravid, one clearly sees that this, that one needs a Gemara in order to be Chayev, is not because we say that only if it is considered a Gemara is it considered an Aveda, since Shechita is not considered an Aveda. But rather, this that one needs a Gemara is because the fact that it is a Gemara is itself a Chashivos, and one needs a Chashivos of being a Gemara in order to be Chayev Bachotz. According to the second teretz of the Rishenim, even though one sees that the halacha of a Gemara is only halacha and Aveda, and the Chiyuv for Shechutei Chutz is not because of this, that one has an Aveda, but still the Rishenim say that we cannot learn now from Shechita to Kabbalah Kmitza. And for that reason we darshan ma'alar she gemara aveda av kol shehi gemara aveda. According to these Rishenim, this that we find in the Gemara in Dafkov Zayin in a base, that the Gemara says, that lahachi kasa rachman ezrika, in order that we will say that one is not chayev for Kmitza v'kabbalah stamim, one cannot say like the Brisker Rav, but rather one will have to say like the previous Mahalech, that the Gemara in Daf Kof Zayin is referring to Muktari Chotz, and as far as Muktari Chotz, even the Chiyuv of Halah is not Mishum Aveda, and for that reason we should be able to learn out Kmitza v'kabbalah stamim from Shechita v'Halah. But that is only according to the second Teretz of the Rishenim, according to the first Teretz of the Rishenim, that Shechita is also considered a Gemara. Then still one can ask, what is pshat in this, that the Gemara Daf Kof Zayin needs a special drosha to mechadesh, one is not chayev for kmitza v'kabbalah stamim, since we shorn out kmitza v'kabbalah stamim from shchita v'Allah, if one can say that shchita v'Allah are both considered a Gemara, on the other hand, kmitza v'kabbalah stamim are not considered a Gemara. So to answer the kash, okay, one has to say that even though as far as shchita is concerned, Shechita is considered a Gemara, but by Muktari Chutz we do not consider the Allah as a Gemara, since there is no Aveda taking place. For that reason, the Allah is not a Gemara Aveda. And since one is Chayev for Allah, even though one does not have a Gemara, so too we shorn out from Shechita of Allah that one is Chayev for Kabbalah and Kmitza Stamim as well. And therefore, the Gemara needs a drasha v'hachi kasa rachman ezrika in order to mechadesh one is nachay for kmitza v'kabbalah stamim. That is zechira how one has to explain pshat in the Gemara in Daf Kof Zayin according to the first mahalech of these rishonim. Now, getting back to our Mishnah, again the Brisker Rav explains this one is chay for shchutei chutz is for the ma'isa that was supposed to be done bifnim, which is being naaseh b'chutz. But the Chiyuv has nothing to do with a Teiras Aveda. As we explained, this that the Mishnah says, Hashrichet v'amala b'chotz. And according to Hanukkah, one is Chayev for Muktari Chotz, the Chiyuv for Muktari Chotz has nothing to do with the fact that Aktara is a Gemara Aveda. But rather, one is Chayev for doing a maisa hala b'chutz. Even though as far as Muktari Chutz, we do not consider the hala as a Gemara Avida, since there is no din haktara whatsoever. In the Biskrov we find that the Biskrov is matzadid, that this, that one is chayiv. For ha-sheichet v'amale b'chutz is only if one was sheichet b'chutz in a way that one is chayiv for the shechita b'chutz. If one was sheichet b'chutz in a way that one is chayiv for the shechita b'chutz, then we will say that so too he is chayiv if he is male b'chutz. And the chayiv the nafkamina is as far as shnayim sheshachtu b'chutz. As far as shnayim sheshachtu b'chutz, we find that there is a drasha that they are potter, and there is no chiyuv shchutei chutz for shnayim sheshachtu b'chutz. If after they were sheichet b'chutz, they went to mala b'chutz, since there is no chiyuv shchutei chutz, so too for that reason, one will not have a chiyuv of halah. In order to have a chiyuv of halah, one needs a chiyuv of shchutei chutz. And for that reason, the Biskrov goes on to say that therefore one needs a drasha of shnayim sheshachtu b'chutz pturin. In the Ritva, in Kiddushan from Gimel and Aleph, we find that the Ritva asks the following kasha: what is pshat in this? How needs a drasha to be mechadesh at shnayim sheshachtu b'chutz ar pturim? Take b'kwe de pturim mikra de ba'asaisa. Then in the Gemara in Shabbos and from Gimel and Aleph, we learn out that shnayim sheshachtu ar pturim b'chol ha'terakua, and therefore one should not need the drasha of ahu to mechadesh at shnayim sheshachtu b'chutz ar pturim, since shnayim sheshachtu ar pturim b'chol ha'terakua. The Biskrov answers Ritva's kasha by saying as follows, that even though, as far as Pturichatas is concerned, it is Pashat that Shnayim Sheshachtu B'chutz are Pturim from Achatas based on the Drosha of Ba'as Lisa, that Shnayim Sheshachtu are Pturim B'chol HaTerakua, but had that been the only Ptur, then had there been a Halah after such a Shechita, one would be Chayef for such Halah B'chutz. It is only because we have a drasha of ahu which is mechadesh et shnayim sheshachtu ar pturim, and there is something wrong with the shechita as far as shchutei chutz is concerned, do we say that since such a shechita is not considered a shechita as far as shchutei chutz, so too there is no chiyuv for Allah after such a shechita? And so too we find in the Kiri Sefer that the Kiri Sefer explains this: one is potter if one was Mayuik b'chutz u'mala b'chutz, one is not chayef for the Allah b'chutz, is because we say that in order to be chayef for Allah b'chutz, one needs to be chayef for the shechita b'chutz. And since one is not chayef for Malika b'chutz, who to one will not be chayef for the Allah b'chutz after one was Mayuik b'chutz. In Rashi, on the other end, one clearly sees that Rashi argues on this yesod, and Rashi understands one does not need a chiyuv for the shechita b'chutz in order to be chayiv for the Allah b'chutz. As we find in Rashi in Avkofim Aleph Man Aleph, the Rashi explains this, that we say Moak b'chutz v'hela b'chutz is pater. This one is pater on the Allah, is because we say that since he is Moak b'chutz nevelahi, shemelika ela b'fnim v'fichach pater al ha'alasai. In other words, this one is potter if one was Mayuak b'chutz, v'hela b'chutz is not because one needs a shechita, the one is chayef for, in order to be chayef for the Allah, but rather it is because he was male a nevela. And since it is a nevela, for that reason he is potter al ha'alasai. And so too is the mashmos of Rashi on Afkov Zayin and Ra'al for the Yomascha HaKoymetz, and in Rashi on Afkov Ches on the base for the Yomascha Lamalila Haitzi. So again, from Rashi, one sees that in order to be chayev on halah b'chutz, one does not need to be chayev for the shechita b'chutz, but rather, even if one is not chayev for the shechita b'chutz, but still one can be chayev for the halah b'chutz. On the other hand, in the Kiri Sefer and Sot, we find that the Biskrov is mitzaded, that one needs a chayev of shechita b'chutz in order to be chayev for a halah b'chutz. In the Chazon Ish and Siman Yotes of Katan Daud, we find that the Chazon Ish says the following tremendous chiddush, This that we find one is chayev for muktari chot is only if a zrikas dam took place b'chot as well. From the Chazon Ish one sees that the Chazon Ish understands that the chiyuv of muktari chot is a chiyuv for doing a krava b'chot ke'en hakravas b'ma. And therefore one needs that he did a complete hakrava b'chot and he was sheichet v'zirek u'makter b'chot. And for that reason, the Chazon Ish goes on to explain Pshat and the Gemara in Daf Kof Ches and Rebeis, that the Gemara says that in order to be chayev for halah b'chot, one needs a halah similar to a halah that one needs in a bama. And for that reason, Rabbi Yishi says in Daf Kof Ches and Aleph that in order to be chayev for halah, one is only chayev if he is malo or roish hamizbeach, since as far as the bama is concerned, Rabbi Yishi holds that one needs a mizbeach in order to be considered a krava bebama. From there, the Chazon Ish proves that the chiyuv of muktari chot is because he is doing a krava of a bama. And since he is doing the krava of a bama at the time that there is an iser to be makri bebama, for that reason he is chaye b'chot. And so to ocher is mashmos of Tosis later on, and of Kof Yod on the base with the Ramaskli Ma, and the Shita in Ashmatis, in Masach the Krisis, and of Gimom and Aleph, and Ois Yadalid. According to the Chazon Ish, it comes out that the Chiyuv of Muktari Chotz is not just for a Maisa Shchita and a Maisa Allah Bachotz, but rather it is because he is doing the Avodah of Obama, and it is because he is doing the Avodah of Obama, that is why he is chayev. With this, one can explain Pshat in Rashi and Afkav Zayin and Aleph. The Rashi says, Muktari Chot is referring to Shchutei Chot Sha'imdim Likater Bachot V'loi Bifnim. Okay, one has to understand, why are Shchutei Chot Aimdim Likater Bachot? Shchutei Chot Zochaya are not Aimdim Likater anywhere, since they are Shchutei Chot. Based on the Chazon Ish, one can explain Pshat and Rashi as follows, that the reason why Shchutei Chotz are referred to as Muktari Chotz is because as far as Avodah Bebama is concerned, Shchutei Chotz are Aimdim Likater Bachotz, and for that reason, Shchutei Chotz are referred to as Muktari Chotz. That is the Chira, how one can explain Pshat and Rashi based on the Chiddush of the Chazon Ish. Now let us go on to the next sugya. In our Gemara we find that our Gemara asks the following shaila: Beshoma halak sevinesh uksivas hara, einesh dechsev al pesach oyam oyloi viay, azhara dechsev ishama uchapentala oyloi secha. Vechiyad amr abavin amr abazer komakim shenemer ishama pen vaal einay eloi sase, eloshchita. Beshoma einesh dechsev al pesach oyam oyloi viay. Now, as far as how to explain this, our Gemara asks, El Azhara Minolan, we find a tremendous machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi explains that the Kasha of our Gemara, El Azhara Minolan, is referring to this, the Yermechayev, a Chatas, for someone who is Sheikhet Pachotz. And as Rashi says in Chatas Ba, El Ala Vikaris, Kiditanana Pesach Famil Mitzos Hasevin Chayavin Alein Chatas Masach de Krisos. In Tesis, on the other end, we find that Tesis argues on Rashi. And Tesis says that from the Gemara in Makis, Nafi Gimel and Beis, it is Mashma that a Korbin is a boy as Hara. And for that reason, Tesis goes on to explain Pshat in the Kash of our Gemara, El Azhara Minolan, is not as far as a Chiyav Chatas. The one is chayiv if one is sheichet pachotz, but rather it is as far as this, that there is a chiyuv malchus. And if someone is sheichet pachotz, he is chayiv malchus for being sheichet pachotz. And as far as a chiyuv malchus, our Gemara asks, azhara minolan. So again, there is a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. If as far as a chiyuv korban, one needs a lav. Rashi understands that one needs a lav in order to be chayiv a korban. On the other hand, Tosfos argues, and Tosfos says one does not need a lav in order to be chayiv a korban. Now, as far as this, Rashi says one needs a lav in order to be chayiv a korban. And so too is the Shita of the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Shgagos. And as we find in Tosis Nivamis Naftasim Aleph, Tosis Nivamis Naftasim Aleph explains that according to the Shita of Rebbe, one needs a lav in order to be chayv a korban. In Ibkveger and Chuvas, in Madura Tinyana Simon Kofyad Ches, we find the Ibkveger brings down the following kasha of the base mayor. If we are to say that in order to be chayv a korban, one needs a lav, if so, we should say that there should not be a chiv malchus wherever there is a chiv korban. Just like we say that there is a locha veinloikin a lav shenitin as haras misas beistin, since the lav is coming for an azhara from misas beistin, so too we should say that the lav by chayve krisos is coming to mechayve korban, and therefore one should not be loike on a lav b'makam that there is a chiv korban. And as we find in the Gemara in Makis, on the Afi Gimel base, the Gemara clearly says that the reason why one is loike on a lav of chayve krisos is because the lav is not coming to be mechayv a korban, and therefore we will not apply the rule of lav shenitin asharas misas beistin ein loikin olav. Rabbi Kveger answers the kasha of the base mayor by saying as follows: this that we find, the Rashi, the Rambam, and so too Tosis explains b'shitas Rabbi that a korban needs a lav. This, that a korban needs a lav, is not because in order to be chayav a korban one needs the azhara of a lav, but rather this, that the Torah was mechayav a korban is only as far as oisan averos sheyesh bahen lav, but not as far as an averos she'ein bahen lav. And this, that one needs a lav, is only a simon in order for us to know as far as which averos was a Torah mechayav a korban, and as far as which Averis was a Torah not mechayev a korban, but a korban does not need an azhara. And since a korban does not need an azhara for that reason, it is not considered a lav shenitein azharas korban. And the lav is only coming for azharas malchus and not for azharas korban. And so to Luchiriz Mavur in the Teras Kehanim as well. The Teras Kehanim says that from this that the pasuk says mitzvas Hashem shemei ani asei v'lois asei, and there should be a chiv korban even if one was over on an asei sheyesh beikaris Talmud Weimer shelois asana. That from there one sees that one needs a lav in order to be chayv a korban. The Teres Kainim goes on to say oitzi mitzvas asei akala v'y oitzi mitzvas asei achamura Talmud Weimer shelois asana. From this how we find in the Teres Kleinim that even after the first drasha of the Teres Kleinim of Talmud Leimar Shalois HaAsana, but still the Teres Kleinim is a Havamina, that we will only be Maitzi a Mitzvah Saseh HaKala and not a Mitzvah Saseh HaChamura. From there one clearly sees that this that one needs a Lav is not because a Lav is coming for his Horus Karban, but rather one needs a Chimer HaAvira of a Lav in order to be Chayv a Karban. And for that reason, the Teres Kleinim is a Havamina, that as far as the mitzvah Saseh HaMura, one will be chayev a korban, even though there is no lav. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara goes on to bring the following makar, that there is a lav for Shchutei Chotz. And our Gemara says that the makar for the lav of Shchutei Chotz is from the pasuk of Oyiz B'chuoid. On this, our Gemara asks, then one needs a pasuk of Oyiz b'chuoidu k'detanya ad kan humadabir v'kodshim shaktishim b'shas isra abomis v'krivim b'shas isra abomis sharei oin shan omer mikan ve'ilach b'zvachim shaktishim b'shas heter abomis v'krivim b'shas isra abomis shenemer l'mana shaviyu b'nei yisol asivchem asher imzivchem zvachim sheitarti lach kvar opnei asada loy melach hazivich b'shas isra abomis Malav akosav ki uhikriv al pnei hasade. And the lois hasefer kodshim shekdisham b'shas heter bamis v'ekrivam b'shas eser bamis is learned out from the pasuk of Oyiz b'chuoid. But as far as kodshim shekdisham b'shas heter bamis v'ekrivam b'shas eser bamis, there is no chiv kares. One only has a lav. And since the pasuk is referring to kodshim shektisham b'shas hater bames v'krivim b'shas eser bames, one does not have a makar for the lav of shchutei chotz for kodshim shektisham b'shas eser bames. Well, here one can ask the following tmiya on the Gemara. Even though the Pasuk of Yizbu Chuaid is referring to Kachem Shektisham Mishas Haterbamas Vekrivam Mishas Haterbamas, but from there we shall learn out as well that there is an Isser to be Sheikhet Kachem Shektisham Mishas Haterbamas. If there is an Isser Lav for Kachem Shektisham Mishas Haterbamas, so too the Lav will apply to Kachem Shektisham Mishas Haterbamas. And therefore we have a Lav for Kachem Shektisham Mishas Haterbamas. This is a kasha that the Achrenim, for example, the Keranaya, the Sfas Emes, and the Viskurov ask on our Gemara. So to answer this kasha, we find that the Viskurov answers this kasha by saying that from our Gemara one sees the following chiddush, that in order to be considered that one has a lav one needs, that the lav is an azhara on the Chiyuv Karis. And only if the lav is an azhara for the chiyuv karis will we say that one has a lav in order to be chayiv a karbin. And for that reason, since the lav of Yizbu Chuaid is referring to kachem shektishem b'shas haterbamas v'krivim b'shas haserbamas, that there is no chiyuv karis, for that reason the lav is not an azhara a karis. And even though the lav will include kachem shektishem b'shas haserbamas, but so the lav is not an azhar l'karis. And since the lav is not an azhar l'karis for that reason, one will not be chayv a korban on such a lav. But as the Biskurov goes on to say, we find in a number of places that in order to mekayim the halacha v'onash ela im kein hizer, all one needs is the fact that there is an azhara. And as long as there is an iser, that itself is enough to be considered in azhara, and we will be able to ma'anish al pi that azhara. The Biskurov answers his kasha based on the shita Rashi in our sugya. From this, Rashi explains pshat in our sugya, that the kasha of our Gemara, that our Gemara asks azhara minolam, that our Gemara is referring to the chiyuv korban. And as far as chiyuv korban is concerned, as we mentioned before, b'shem Reb Kiveger, there is no halacha v'onash, the onish of korban, elim kein hizer, but rather this, that one needs a lav, is because the Torah is only mechayev a korban on an aveira sheyesh b'lav v'karis. And since this, that one needs an azhar as far as chiyuv korban, is not because we say v'onash, a chiyuv korban, elim kein hizer, but rather one needs an azhar in order to be considered an aveira sheyesh b'lav v'karis. For that reason, we differentiate between the rule of Onash Elim Kein Hizer, and as far as this, how needs an Azhar as far as the Chiyuv Korban is concerned. As far as the rule of Onash Elim Kein Hizer, as long as there is an Iser Lav, that itself is enough to be considered an Azhara, and we will say that as long as there is an Azhara, it is not considered an Inish without an Azhara. He is Muzer not to do this Maisa. And even if you'll be mozer with an iser, which is not necessarily mechayiv, the einish that this aveira is mechayiv, but still one has an azhara not to do this maisa. On the other hand, as far as a chiyuv korban is concerned, then one needs an aveira sheyesh bo lav hakoris, one needs that the lav of the aveira is a lav on an aveira sheyesh bo hakoris. And if the lav is referring to an aveira shein bakoris, one will not be chayev a korban for being over such an aveira. That is how the Biskurov explains pshat in our Gemara, which is based on the yisoid that we mentioned before, b'shem Reb Kiveger. In the Menachas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Kofevav, we find that the Menachas Chinuch asks the following kasha on the sheet of the Rambam. In the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah Shir Shidald, we find that the Rambam says as follows, that as far as the rule of a mazhir min adin, that is only if there is no einish mefurish. But if there is an einish mefurish, then we will not say ein mazhir min adin, but rather we will be able to learn out an azhara from a kal v'chomer. The Menachas Chinuch asks, if so, how are we to explain pshat in our Gemara? That our Gemara says we cannot learn out an azhara from a kal v'chomer. That ma be makom shonash hizer makom shonash ein adin shehizer, since ein mazhirim in adin. As far as chutei chutz, the einish is mefurish, and therefore we should not apply the rule of ein mazhirim in adin And for that reason, we should be able to mechayev malchus by shchutei chutz. And so too we find that the Shaar HaMelech asks in Perek Beis Me'ochas Malchus Asuras Halacha Beis. The Menachas Chinuch goes on to ask another kasha as well. In the Magen Mishnah in Perek Beis Me'ochas Malchus Asuras Halacha Aleph, we find that the Magen Mishnah explains the following yesod according to the Rambam. And the Magen Mishnah says that this that we say Ein Mazhir Min Adin is only if there is no Asay. But if there is an Asay, then we are able to Mazhir Min Adin. The Menachas Chinuch asks, as far as Shchutei Chutz is concerned, there is an Asay, as we find in the Rambam in Perek Hilches Mihochas Ma'isar Karbonis. And therefore, since there is an Asay for that reason, we should be able to Mazhir Min Adin. That is the second kasha of the Menachas Chinuch. And so too we find that the Gvur Sari asks this kasha Makas Nafid Ches Amid Beis. So to answer these two kashas, we find in the Mefarshim that the Mefarshim answer these two kashas based on the Mahalach that we mentioned before. That this that we find that the Rambam says that as long as the Einesh is Mefurish Bakosov, then we are able to Mazhir Min Adin. And so too the Magen Mishnah says that as long as there is an Asay, then we are able to Mazhir Min Adin is only as far as the rule of Le'onash Elim Kein Hizer. As far as the rule of Le'onash Elim Kein Hizer, we will say that if the Einish is Mefurish Bakosov, or there is an Asay, then we are able to Mazhir Min Adin, and we are able to Mazir not to do this Maisa, and therefore the Einish is coming with an Azhara. But that is only as far as Ruvay Onash Elim Kin Hizer. But as far as this, though, needs a lav in order to be Chayav a Korban. That the Korban is only coming from Avera Sheyesh Balav a Koris. One needs a lav which is Miyuchad to this Isser. And as far as this, though, needs a lav which is Miyuchad to this Isser. Our Gemara says, Vechimaz Hiram and Adin. And since him as Hiram and Adin, for that reason, one does not have a lav which is miyuchad to this Isser. And even though one has an Azhara, but still, in order to be chayav a korban, one needs a lav which is miyuchad to this Isser. And this are our Gemara's atzad. That if we are able to mazhir min adin, then so too one will be chayav a korban, is because our Gemara understands that if we are able to mazhir min adin, it is considered as if we have a lav which is miyuchad to this Isser. And one has a lav miyuchedes as far as the iser of shchutei chutz. And the lav miyuchedes to shchutei chutz is not the same lav as kodshem shektishem b'shas haterbames, but rather it is a new lav for kodshem shektishem b'shas iser bames. And as far as this, that the kavochemer shemachadesh a new lav for kodshem shektishem b'shas iser bames, our Gemara says, v'chimaz hiru min adin, a kavochim is not enough for us to say that it is considered as if we have a new lav for kodshem shektishem b'shas iser bames. And for that reason, they are only included in the iser of kodshem shektishem b'shas heter bames. And since there is no chorus by kodshem shektishem b'shas heter bames or ekrivim b'shas iser bames, for that reason, such a lav will not be able to mechayev a korban. This that we mentioned, that according to the tzad of our Gemara, we corn out a lav from a kavachimer. The kavachimer will be mechadesh an entirely new lav. So to a chayyaz mavur in our Gemara. The Gemara says, O yemer lav, the chil of ne of kavachimer minivela umishvias. And this, the Gemara once torn out a kavachimer minivela umishvias, is a new lav as far as chaylev. That is how the Mepharshim explained Pshat and Gemara based on the previous Yisrael B'Shem, the Brisker of. Now let us go on to the next sugya. In our Mishnah we find that our Mishnah says, Hamale b'chutz es chayiv. Now as far as how to explain this, Hamale b'chutz es chayiv, we find in the Chinuch, in Mitzvah Kof Pei Vav, and in Mitzvah Tav HaMetes, who says, that the chiyuv for Allah is referring to this one as chayiv for Sreifa. On the other hand, from the Gemara in Yevames, on the Tzadi and Mabes, L'chiru one sees from the Gemara, that in order to be chayiv for Allah b'chutz, one does not need a Sreifa, but rather all one needs is Allah. As the Gemara in Yevames says, on the Pasuk of the Ilav Tishmol, we warn out that a Navi who said, Wav al Achas mikom mitzvah shavateh bar Yoasha kel Yor bar Karmel shoyim inoy. Rashi explains El Yor bar Karmel to mean that he was awesome maisa halo aschotz. Ochir El Yor did not burn his carbon, but rather an ish was yirid min hashamayim. And still one sees that it was considered a Yoasha since El Yor bar Chotz did a maisa halo. So from there one clearly sees that in order to be chayef for Allah, one does not need the actual sreifa, but rather all one needs is the law gavei hamizbeach. And so too is mavur in the Rambam and Hochas, he said the Torah perek tes halacha gimel. So again, we have a tremendous machlokes if one needs sreifa in order to be chayef for Allah b'chutz, or do we say that one is chayef for Allah b'chutz even without a sreifa? But now, here one has to understand what sort of a Gemara Avoda is taking place with a halah. And therefore, how can one be chayef for just being mala the carbon machotz without actually being makter the carbon and being serif the carbon? Based on this, as we mentioned before, one can explain that this that we find in Rashi and the Rambam, and so too is mashmos of the Gemara later on of Kofi Tess on the base, that there is a chiyah for just being ma'ala carbon machotz, even without actually being serif the carbon machotz. That is only as far as muktari chotz is concerned. As far as muktari chotz, the one does not need a gemara veda, like we mentioned before, and all one needs is a ma'isa Allah. For that reason, one is chayef for just being ma'ala bachotz, even if he was not actually serif the carbon. But even according to Rashi and the Rambam, by Muktari Pnim, one will only be chayev if one is ma'alev isayref bachotz. That is one mahalech, with which one can explain pshat b'shitas Rashi v'hayambam. Another mahalech with which one can explain pshat b'shitas Rashi v'hayambam is based on the chiddush of the chaznish we mentioned before, that the chiyuv of Muktari Chotz is for this, that he is being makriv akrava of Obama. And for that reason, one can say that the ma'isa of halah b'chutz is considered tchilas haktara, since as far as the akrava b'bama is concerned, the halah is considered tchilas haktara. That is another mahalach with which one can explain pshat b'shitas Rashi v'Rambam. The one is chayiv for just being ma'ale b'chutz even without a sreifa.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.